from Washington. This is VOA News. A U.S. official says the killing of an American journalist is an attack against the U.S. The Ebola virus effects have spread. I'm Vincent Bruce, reporting from Washington. President Barack Obama's administration says the killing of American journalist James Foley by militants from the Islamic State group amounts to a direct terrorist attack on the United States. Ben Rhodes is President Obama's deputy national security advisor.
We have seen them pose a threat to our interests in the region, to our personnel and facilities in the region, and clearly the brutal execution of Jim Foley represented an affront, an attack, not just on him, but he's an American, and we see that as an attack on our country when one of our own is killed like that.
Officials in Nigeria say the Ebola virus in the country has, for the first time, spread to people who did not have direct contact with the country's first victim, widening the circle of those infected. The United States is strongly condemning the movement of a Russian convoy of humanitarian aid into eastern Ukraine. Meredith Buell has a report.
Pentagon spokesman John Kirby told reporters the U.S. is very concerned about the Russian trucks crossing the Ukrainian border.
Russia must remove its vehicles and its personnel from the territory of Ukraine immediately.
Kirby stopped short of calling the move an invasion. Meanwhile, Russia's United Nations ambassador, Vitaly Churkin, accused Ukraine of procrastinating, saying the convoy needed to move.
In a situation when there was and continues to be a pressing need for that humanitarian assistance, and some of the goods, which I have described as perishable goods, particularly the food for children, a decision was taken.
The 200-truck convoy had been stalled at the border for days. Meredith Buell, VOA News, Washington.
This is VOA News. A new report says Hamas militants in the Gaza Strip have executed 18 Palestinians accused of collaborating with Israel. Witnesses say that in one incident, the militants lined up seven men outside a mosque in one of Gaza's main squares. The gunmen shot the suspects, whose heads were covered by bags, in front of hundreds of people. Witnesses say the executions took place one day after Israel killed three top Hamas military commanders. In Kigali, defense chiefs from 10 East African countries have pledged a total of 5,000 troops to a new regional standby force for deployment by December. That's according to Rwanda's army spokesman. The East African region's heads of state, 10 of whom are signed up to the plan, decided in June that they want their regional standby force to be operational by December of this year instead of December 2015. Rwanda's military spokesman, General Joseph Nzambawita, tells VOA why the goal was moved forward.
It is a year earlier from December 2015 when the African standby force is supposed to become fully operational. So the East African standby force heads of state decided that due to the insecurity that is prevailing in the Eastern Africa region, the member countries need to take urgent steps.
The United States has imposed sanctions on two Islamic extremists for alleged ties to al-Qaeda and the al-Nusra Front. The U.S. Treasury says Saudi national Abdul Mohsen Abdullah Ibrahim al-Sharik is one of al-Nusra's front. Nusra Front's top strategist and an al-Qaeda facilitator in Syria. The Treasury says Kuwaiti Hamad al-Ali has raised tens of thousands of dollars to help the al-Nusra Front purchase weapons and supplies. Al-Ali has also raised money for al-Qaeda, calling himself an al-Qaeda commando. The U.S. Defense Department says a Chinese fighter jet has conducted a dangerous intercept with a U.S. warplane off the coast of China. A Pentagon spokesman, Rear Admiral John Kirby, says the Chinese jet made several close passes coming within 10 meters of the U.S. Navy jet.
We have registered our strong concerns to the Chinese about the unsafe and unprofessional intercept, which posed a risk to the safety and the well-being of the air crew and was inconsistent with customary international law.
Kirby says the incident took place Tuesday in international waters, 200 kilometers east of Hainan Island. Tensions appear to be easing in the St. Louis suburb of Ferguson, Missouri, after nearly 2 weeks of unrest over a white police officer shooting and killing an unarmed black teen. For the second straight night Thursday, no major clashes broke out between police and protesters, though police did report at least five arrests. I'm Vincent Bruce in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.